I'd sooner carry water.
Huzzah,
yeah.
I've always wanted to say huzzah.
Oh, I say it all the time, and I write it in my emails at work. And
huzzah.
People huzzah, yeah, it's great. It's
I don't know huzzah. How to spell huzzah.
H-U-Z-Z-A-H, oh. Huzzah.
Wow. Is that a...
Maybe you're supposed to say it huzzah, but
is that
I
a palindrome?
I say it huzzah. No, no. Because it's got a U.
Oh, there's a U and an A.
Yeah, it's not
H-schwa, Z-Z, schwa, H.
Well, you know, I grew up in Iowa and all vowels are schwa sounds.
I like schwas.
We don't have anything but schwas.
I wanted to make a subway in the New York, the schwa train.
I like that.
It'd be good.
That'd be great. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU, the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet. We are back with you today in person. I'm here.
I know. It was so lonely Skyping. Last week.
Well, you did a great job Skyping.
I didn't mess up anything. It sounded like I messed
know,
up a
probably,
billion.
Yeah, probably everything was messed
I
up.
Messed
I
messed up a couple
I was
times.
Skyping in, and I couldn't hear any of the callers, and everything was really garbled.
I thought that was the best part of the show, where you kept being like,
hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you
Betty?
Hear me? Hello?
Ken?
Anybody?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I know. That was great. But that was our bad behavior show last week, and this week we had so much bad behavior.
There was quite a bit.
We've carried it over. We've got bad behavior too. Hooray! So you're gonna drink that pee out of that bottle?
It's not. It's purple.
It looks like pee.
It's blackberry ginger ale from the people from Canada Dry. So
yeah,
you know
it
it's
like,
good.
It looks like
it's Canadian.
Looks like, it looks like you urinated in a Coke bottle, like a cab driver.
Just try a sip.
I'm not going to drink anything
it's
that looks
blackberry
like
ginger ale. They make all kind of great ginger ales now. Cranberry ginger ale.
Yeah.
They do a green tea ginger ale. All delicious.
Wait, what's wrong with just ginger?
I don't know. It sounded kind of boring.
Well, you have to get like the fancy $5 bottle, you know, hipster ginger ale that has like floaty sediment in it and stuff.
I would if I knew
that's
it was
fancy.
Being made by hand by a hipster.
Yeah, you would.
I
would
think I would buy it.
Yeah,
like if I knew a hipster had toiled over it.
Toiling hipsters.
It does. Yeah, it's tasty though.
Should I say who started us off? That
yes.
Song? Okay, because the thing is that in all these years, I've never actually learned how to pronounce the last name correctly. But it's
no.
Either Chris Kakavas or Chris Kakavas. I think Kakavas sounds better to me. Chris Kakavas and Junkyard Love.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was lovely, right? That's called Empty Bottle
At first
Trail.
I thought it was Glenn Campbell, but then it wasn't
yeah,
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell's dead, so we don't have to talk about him anymore. I blame Glenn Campbell for Wichita Lineman, even though he didn't write it.
What's Wichita Lineman?
Oh, it was like his big hit.
I thought Rhinestone Cowboy was his big hit.
No, Wichita Lineman was a big hit, and it drove my dad crazy. Every time my dad heard Wichita Lineman, he'd start screaming about how it wasn't real and that wasn't how it worked, and you didn't do it that way, and it wasn't... Who wrote these things and what kind of LA?
I mean, some musician, you know.
Yeah. Well, actually, the guy who wrote Wichita Lineman, I think, is the same guy who wrote MacArthur Park, which is also a stupid song. Someone left a cake out in the rain.
I thought
you know,
all, when I was a kid, I thought all, because that was the time of, like, Kenny Rogers' Island in the Stream and stuff like that. So I thought any country music that you heard on the radio was either by Dolly Parton
or
by Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that wasn't
seems,
Kenny Rogers.
That seems reasonable.
Until today, this
well,
moment.
Now you know. Yeah.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that is either.
It used to, yeah, see, nobody knows. It's just crap. But he was a great musician.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell. I mean
yeah,
he was a fantastic musician.
He had a nice haircut.
He was a nice man. Everybody liked him.
And now he's dead.
Well, he's dead. But, I mean, he's not responsible for the songs he had to sing, I'm sure.
He's not?
I don't think so. I mean, didn't the record companies, like, say, oh, here, we bought this song for you, now you sing it? I mean, isn't that
oh, probably.
How I think it's how it used to work. I don't know.
That's probably how it still works.
So I can't blame him for making my dad mad every time he heard him on the radio. But he really just would just rage.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Man.
That's not how it works.
Settle down, Dad. Take it easy. Wichita Lineman.
Is still on the line. Yeah. So we have... A lot of bad behavior to get to.
Bad behavior.
Yeah, I mean,
we seldom cover good behavior.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't talk about good behavior in sports very much, and that's kind of a pity because the whole point, I think, of sports is it's supposed to inculcate good behavior, isn't it?
Yeah, that it's sportsmanship, and
yeah,
you know,
the idea that like if you learn how to lose gracefully and you learn how to win gracefully and you learn how to work with other people, like whether you like them or not, if you're on a team. It doesn't matter if you like the third baseman personally. If the third baseman is good and contributes to your team,
yeah.
You see how everybody can contribute and stuff. You can learn that like playing in an orchestra. You know, like you don't have to like the bassoonist, you know, to
yeah, they don't
to,
even,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the bassoonist is really just there to like.
I've actually always liked bassoonists a lot.
I've just never, I can't remember one song that I've thought, that was a great bassoon solo.
I know, right? They don't have bassoon solos.
Do they not have them?
Well, they do. I mean, I think there's a few, but, you know, it's like.
It's just a weird,
they're like
it looks
a novelty.
Like a didgeridoo with like
yeah,
a straw
exactly.
attached to it
yeah,
or something like that.
It's like a novelty thing if it has a bassoon solo. But anyway, that's the deal, you know, is that you can learn to work with people and create something even if you don't like them personally, and you learn that in sports. You learn a lot of good lessons in sports.
It's true.
Right? And you're supposed to learn sportsmanship and stuff. And our first example of bad behavior this week.
Yeah.
The Atlee Little League softball team.
Yeah, that was rough.
Oh man, those guys. So everybody I think knows about, well, our listeners don't know, but people who know anything about sports know about Little League World Series, right? And that's hardball.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal,
August.
Right? So there are softball teams, junior softball teams that
yep.
have a World Series.
And are they in Omaha, or are they just like
No.
Wherever?
That's the College World Series is in Omaha.
Is in Omaha.
I think, I'm not sure if the Little League World Series moves around or if it's always like in Pennsylvania, if it has like a home or if it goes from place to place. The Junior League Softball World Series is a movable feast. It goes different places every
mm-hmm.
year. They have a host team that, you know, hosts the Little League, the Junior League Softball World Series. So this year there was a team in Washington State, that was hosting. And they got into the semifinals against a team from Virginia called the Atlee Little League softball team.
Uh-huh.
Even though they're not actually Little League, they're Junior League. So I'm confused. But anyway,
younger than 13 years old.
Yeah, I think so. You're right. And Atlee beat the host team, the Washington host team.
Pretty good.
To get into the finals, the championship game.
It was
game.
Like a pretty high-level game. That
yeah, it was a good
to.
Game, right? And so they were going to go into the World Series of Junior Softball Championship game. They beat the host team 1-0, and then they went on social media, and there were the whole, you know, like a whole clutch of them, like 6 or 8 of them, are giving the finger at the camera, and they're putting it up
on
with,
like Snapchat or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And they're putting up stuff like maybe it was on Facebook. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was Snapchat.
Maybe it was Instagram.
I thought that thing was just for sending naked photos to your friends or
right?
something like that.
But I mean, I think Snapchat.
I think they use it for everything now.
Well, this whatever they put it up on, it stayed up. It stayed up long enough for the coach to find out and tell him to take it down.
Uh-oh.
And for everybody else to see it, right? And they were saying, take that host, you know, and they were taunting and they
it was
were
fingers. I don't know, they blurred out all the fingers. Yeah. I didn't get to see what the fingers were.
Well, yeah,
but I can imagine.
You can imagine which finger they were holding up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they blurred out all their faces cuz they're all under 18 and whatnot. But so, you know, terrible sportsmanship, right? Gloating
yeah,
over your
I mean,
win, that's really bad. That's really bad.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it's not the point
but
of...
But I thought the punishment was a little severe.
No, I don't think so.
You think that was fine? They disqualified the team.
They disqualified the team. They took away their win. The other team, the host team, advanced to the championship game. I don't think they should go to the championship game if they're a bunch of jerks.
I think they should just, you know, apologize on Snapchat or whatever.
Well, they did. They apologized
in
person.
Yeah, but they were suspended and stuff.
Their coach took them in and made them apologize in person.
Ooh.
The coach made him take the stuff down, but the league organizers had already seen it, and they said, this is not reflective of what our, you know, what of our values
no.
and what we want to do. I think it's fine.
Every day the president does something terrible on one of those things where it's like...
I know.
And it's hard for kids to know the difference between what
well,
they should do.
Yeah.
It's like if the president does
that it. That is true. That is very true. And also... like, what did that Google guy do? You know, the Google guy who wrote the memo.
He wrote some memo about why women shouldn't work or something like that.
Yeah, women aren't suited. You know, they can't handle handle the truth or something. I don't know.
It's like, no, yeah, you know, don't write that. Don't write it down.
Well, he wrote it and he sent it to everybody, and it's fun. Did you read it? It's like 10 pages long.
I did not.
I read it. It's like the
I'd rather read the Unabomber Manifesto.
Oh, I've read that.
Yeah,
have you
that
read
seems,
it?
No,
that's fantastic.
There's a new show on the Unabomber, I believe.
Oh, there is?
Yeah,
you should read that. You should read the Manifesto. I read it when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'd rather read that than the...
Yeah, okay. Well, this guy just wrote like a 10-page screed, and the thing is that he was also, besides being down on women, he was down on all these programs that Google is doing to help bring in minorities and teach them how to code and convince them, you know, teach them about computer science and encourage them to go into the, you know, the field. And he mentioned those in passing as like a big waste of time. The thing is, the company I work for in my day job, we are dealing with one of those programs. We're the evaluator of one of those programs. So I was like, oh, this guy is like saying that we shouldn't be evaluating this thing that shouldn't exist, you know? I was like, okay. So I read the whole thing, and he tries so hard to make it sound reasonable. That's the interesting thing.
Failure.
He tries to make, no, he says like, you know, well, what about this? And shouldn't we take people individually and not just like put women in because we need more women? Shouldn't we let
I'm just going to wildly guess this is a white guy writing this.
You betcha. Right? Absolutely.
Wait, this is not a great moment in U.S. history for white guy takes on things.
Yeah, right? So he got fired.
Yeah. No, that makes sense to me because he's an adult person.
Yeah,
yeah, he's an adult person that shouldn't be sending memos like that to people at Google. They're kids. And there has to be a way to teach them something about sportsmanship that doesn't affect the game and stuff like that.
I think they learned their lesson, right? They're not going to be taunting anybody anymore.
They'll probably be despondent, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. They'll watch 13 Reasons Why and all kill themselves.
No, they'll be like
know?
That Bran kid on the Game of Thrones now who's
just
like an emo, weird, like, they're like, hey, my brother came back. Hey, and he's like,
he's a bird.
Don't talk to me. I'm the three-eyed raven. It's like, come on,
dude. Oh, my God.
Dude.
Game of Thrones. We have to talk about the biggest thing that happened this week on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The very biggest thing.
The very biggest thing.
The very biggest thing. In the loot wagon battle.
Is that what they're calling it?
That's what they're calling
it. Loot wagon?
The loot wagon battle. Is that a stupid name? They had all these great names for all the other battles, but this one's the loot wagon battle.
Loot wagon.
Yeah.
It's not as catchy as the...
Battle of the Bastards.
Red Wedding and the...
Yeah, and the Purple Wedding and all the weddings.
There was a Purple Wedding?
There was Joffrey when he got poisoned.
Oh, yeah, because he was all choking.
Yeah, that was a Purple Wedding.
That's good. I like that.
Because it was a royal wedding.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, it works on a lot of levels.
Yeah, right. So, but the loot wagon battle, the Lannisters are there with their shields and their spears.
Lannisters are kind of bad guys.
They're kind of dicks. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So the Lannister army is, you know, they're lined up and they're throwing spears. And there's this one shot, it's like 3 seconds, right, of this Lannister guy throwing a spear. And he hits a Dothraki guy with the spear. And the
Dothraki's like a horse lord from another continent.
Exactly,
and he's the crazy, you know,
crazy horse
killing
lords.
Murderer,
right.
Sickle guy.
Yes. And so it turned out that the guy who threw that spear was Noah Syndergaard, pitcher of the Mets.
Now, what's he doing over there?
Noah Syndergaard. He's being in Game of Thrones.
No, I don't think you should be able to be in Game of Thrones if, like, your third...
If they have Ed Sheeran, the idiot...
Okay, I didn't like that either.
That was terrible, man. I mean, at least when they put Noah Syndergaard in, they don't make a big deal out of it and stop all the action and pan in on his ugly puss, which he actually doesn't have an ugly puss. He's very attractive, Noah Syndergaard.
Who is?
Noah Syndergaard.
I mean, he's...
Ed Sheeran.
I don't know, he's young.
Just, Ed Sheeran looks like a peach pie.
Well, he's kind of a ginger nightmare.
That's what I'm saying.
He is just the ultimate,
round, ginger.
Like, redheaded stepchild-looking
kind of
guy.
Exactly. But yeah, so Noah Syndergaard is a big Game of Thrones
fan.
But
when did he film this?
I don't know, whenever they filmed it, like months ago, right? Like
yeah, but I'm saying he was injured.
In the off-season.
There was like a point in the season where Noah Syndergaard pitches for the Mets, which is bad enough.
Yeah,
and then second
I feel
of all,
bad for him.
He gets injured
Yankees.
During one of the games, and he does like he's holding onto his arm. They didn't want to like, you know, have surgery.
I forgot that I had to put the phone down.
And it was like he hurt himself. So maybe for all we know, he had to do that spear throwing 100 times, and that's how he blew out his arm.
Yeah, we don't know. Maybe
I'm
that's
just
right.
saying.
That could happen.
I mean, it's fine if you want to be on a TV show, but just don't be like, oh, I'm going to throw something.
Well, what are they going to do? I mean, they have Ed Sheeran singing. So they got to have.
I would
Noah
have Ed
Syndergaard
Sheeran.
Has to throw
no,
things
I would have Noah
Syndergaard,
singing
and
Ed Sheeran
throwing things. That's a good idea.
Or Ed Sheeran drowning.
They should
be fine.
Yeah. Well, they should hire us.
To do what?
To tell them what to do on that show. I could tell them what to do.
Well, they want their new show.
I wrote about fairies.
Talk about Google memos. Their new show, those two guys who aren't George R. R. Martin, is going to be about the Confederacy won the Civil War. It's like, gosh, please don't do this. Don't do it.
Talk about white guy takes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wouldn't it be interesting if we had a bunch of slaves?
No.
We got enough problems in this world.
Yeah.
We're only the only thing that's keeping us from all being blown up is like Dennis Rodman. Is the only thing keeping us from all dying.
Thank God.
At any moment.
Thank God for Dennis Rodman.
Thank you, Dennis Rodman, Nobel Peace Prize winner. It's 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully.
Call in and tell us if you think Dennis Rodman should get the Nobel Peace Prize.
If he can make some sort of, you know,
if he can keep North Korea from nuking the West Coast or sending an electromagnetic pulse attack or something, I mean,
well,
I
they figured out that
it,
they can put little tiny nuclear bombs on their missiles, so that's no
but
good.
You know what? They don't even have to land the bomb. See, that's the thing. If they exploded in the atmosphere at a certain point. It gives an electromagnetic pulse and it knocks out everything forever. You're just the whole.
I saw that show. That show, it was all right.
That's true.
It was called Revolution or something like that.
I didn't see a show about it.
It was weird because they had no power, but everyone still wore makeup all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, wow, she's pretty. That's wait a minute. She's wearing lipstick, like in the apocalypse world.
Yeah, of course she does.
Where nothing works.
What else?
Oh, there was a Flugtag.
What?
In Pittsburgh. Is this a sport? Welcome back to Is This a Sport?
Is this a sport on Sportsy Talk?
So they have this thing
Flugtag,
where like a bunch of crazy, possibly high morons build something that's supposed to, and then you go off a pier with it. So like it's supposed to be that whoever flies the furthest. It's like some kind of Austrian thing or something. Flug is Austrian for you're going to drown because you're attached to a
thing
that's supposed
to. It's not going
to
fly.
And it's so it's like they, it's Red Bull does something with it where it's like, okay, everybody gets together and they.
They did that in New York a few years ago.
Yeah. And they did it in Pittsburgh recently. And there was a couple of things online where it was like someone built a big skateboard. It's very entertaining what they build and stuff like that. But nothing really flies all that far. It really just kind of like falls.
Yeah.
And like some people got hideously injured on the, you know, like there was like a giant skateboard. But is that a sport?
They got badly injured.
And why, I don't understand why you don't just build something that can fly. I mean, it seems possible that you would be able to like build something that might fly more than
maybe
drowning.
Well, how badly did they get hurt?
Yeah, pretty bad. I mean, the guy like immediately fell off the board and then hit his face on the board and like it was this giant thing.
Did he have to go to the hospital?
Oh, probably. I don't think he's going to do that again. He was like, this seemed like a great idea until like we went over the edge.
Did anybody die?
No one died.
All right. Yet.
And because
no one will do that again.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman is protecting us all. All right, we have a call, and I guess I know who it's from.
You sure?
Yeah, maybe. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's go. Do we know how the phone works?
Yeah, kind of.
I sometimes know what the phone
sometimes
does.
Sometimes I know what the phone does. Let's see. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk. Do you think Dennis Rodman should get the Nobel Prize for peace?
Yes.
Nobel Peace Prize?
Do you have a Dennis Rodman story? Usually we ask you about somebody, and then you immediately have a story about
how
you chilled with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, how you drove in his carriage when he was in his bridal gown rolling
around. That's what I was just going to say. I don't have a story except I remember the bridal gown.
Yeah.
Wasn't he married to Carmen Electra for a minute, literally?
Oh, yeah, I believe he was.
Maybe.
Yes, he was.
I think they were both dressed as brides, though, at that wedding. Possibly. That was one of his
brides.
White
wedding.
You look at his record for a while there. Like I think when he was on the Pistons, wasn't he like the leading rebounder? Like he was an amazing basketball player.
He was an excellent basketball player.
He didn't care about like scoring points or anything. Like he was a defensive player, and he would just get like 25 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He shut down Larry Bird. Like he was like just a wall between you and the basket. He was unbelievable.
Now he's a wall between us and North Korea.
He's the only thing keeping us all alive.
Thank you, Dennis Rodman.
Thank you, Dennis Rodman.
Do you think we could get him on the show?
So I assume you maybe already talked about all of the baseball players that keep dying.
No, we didn't talk about that.
Well,
You mentioned it last week.
I did call it last week. Isn't that? That's not the kind of thing I want to be right about, you know? So not only Darren Dalton, who is known as Dutch, who played on the 93 and other Phillies teams, finally succumbed to brain cancer, but then Don Baylor, who was the first Rockies manager but also played on the Yankees, died of cancer yesterday,
too.
Oh,
he died of cancer?
Yep.
Was it brain cancer?
No.
No, I don't believe it was.
Oh.
But he was one of my favorites because he was on the Red Sox for a couple of years when the Red Sox went to the World Series. And he was – I used to play a game called MLB – RBI Baseball. It was a video – a really terrible-looking video game. But it was, like, the best that we had back then.
Yes.
And Don Baylor would just hit a home run almost every time. Like, you had to put him in the game.
Yeah.
And he would just crush the ball every time. Oh. He was, like, a little digital Don Baylor. But he only played for the – I looked back. He only played for the Red Sox for, like, a year and a half before they got traded. But
yeah, I was going to say, I don't even remember that. That's how
– He was on the Angels. He was on a bunch of teams. But
he was on the Phillies long enough to get brain cancer, apparently.
No, he was never on the Phillies.
Well,
what do we care then?
He was on the Yankees.
Because Don Baylor was awesome?
No, he's awesome. But
he's
I thought we were talking about
anybody
getting brain cancer.
No, only one Philly died this week.
Yeah? Did he die of brain cancer?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Darren Dalton, the catcher.
Okay.
And then a notorious baseball player who I'm not allowed to mention his name put out a video talking about how when that notorious baseball player was in prison, Darren Dalton wrote a letter to the judge to try to get the judge to, like, you know, I don't know, give leniency or something.
It was supposed to be super, super touching
Dalton
and stuff
like
that.
A really stand-up great guy and everybody loved him. And he's only 55 years old.
I know, that's really sad. But I didn't realize that there had been, like, some kind of history of brain cancer in Philadelphia.
Right, that
Phillies
we were talking about
like
last
that.
Week.
That yeah, was, yeah, that was upsetting.
He's like the fourth or fifth guy in, you know, the past 10, 15 years to die of brain cancer from the Phillies.
So with the Yankees being in second place to the Red Sox.
Oh, shut up.
This late in the season.
Yes.
What can we expect? Do you think the Yankees are going to put all the pieces together in the next couple of weeks?
I think it doesn't matter because your team is just going to fold like a cheap suitcase and just dissolve in the rain and wash away down the gutter where it belongs.
So there's an article today in the Boston Herald.
Uh-oh.
Or no.
Oh.
Boston
yesterday.
Herald's no good.
Mm. Yes.
And it gives the Red Sox a 70.9% chance of winning the division.
Okay, that's not good.
But it gives the Yankees a 68.8% chance of winning the division.
That isn't mathematically accurate. that seems like a deeply flawed.
That's very close.
I remember the year we went in and we had a 99% chance of winning in September 1st, and then we lost every game in September.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And then
you're
we got beat by the Tampa Bay Rays at the last game of the season.
It's going to be sad to watch your collapse.
Sad.
I also read something that Judge, is not hitting the same as he was before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Well, because pitchers adapt.
I know. Jim thinks it's because of the home run derby swing threw him off.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's a theory, and they showed it with one of those heat maps, that pitchers are learning to pitch better
to
him now.
Yeah, pitchers are smart.
Sure,
they're not
going
to throw a fastball
right
over the plate anymore.
Yeah, right? They know.
And he can't lay off, the high fastball.
The high, hard one.
That's not
the
good.
The high, hard one is all for Jim.
That's not good. Yeah. You got to lay off the high, hard one.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Yeah. I learned that a long time ago.
But his biggest problem is he keeps going for these, sliders off the plate, which is,
down and out.
Stop swinging at those, man.
Yeah.
So they kind of have his number, so he'll have to catch up and step ahead.
How come Pete Rose doesn't die of brain cancer? He was on the Phillies for a long time.
It's early yet.
Because he doesn't have a brain.
He wasn't on the Phillies for that long. He was on the Phillies for a little while.
Yeah, he was on the Phillies.
He was more of a Expo
the
Red.
One of the stories we didn't get to last week was the fact that the Phillies were going to put Pete Rose on their...
Oh, we didn't know that until later,
until later, on the Wall of Fame in Philadelphia. And then somebody pointed out that he was a statutory rapist and that wouldn't be so cool.
It was literally something that I don't remember ever being covered before.
They were gonna put give out all these Pete Rose bobbleheads and do
what
a whole production.
What did they
production.
Do with all these bobbleheads?
I guess they had to crush them.
Melt
somewhere.
Them down.
Yeah, melt them down and make them into something else.
You don't think they just shipped them off to I don't know.
No, I think they repainted them and made them Chris Christie bobbleheads.
They usually send them to some other country where they hand them out to kids. That's what they did with the two times the Patriots lost to the Giants. They had all these shirts that said Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they sent them to
Africa.
The New York
Post would be like, we found some kids wearing it in Africa, and here they are, The kid's like, I don't know what the Patriots are.
Yeah.
But it's a fly shirt.
It is a fly shirt.
It is.
And it's a good team. They're always winning. So Judge is going to turn it around. He's going to end up winning the AL MVP. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
He's still ahead on all the.
He's got lots of numbers.
He's the number one in home runs.
He strikes out every game though.
Yeah, I know.
Like there's some sort of stretch where he struck out every game for
I don't care.
In every
yes,
game.
Yes, because they're starting their series against Toronto tonight.
Oh, nice.
In Toronto, which is unfortunate because the only thing worse than the Rogers Center is the Tampa Stadium.
They're both kind of weirdly.
Yeah,
they're both kind of weirdly. Well, it gets so cold up in Canada starting next week. The snow starts to come.
They need
we have a hard time in there, though, and I always say it's because it's too ugly and it's too uncomfortable to,
It's too ugly.
The
guys are like, we just can't play well here because it's just too ugly.
Yes.
I'm sure the Yankees will be fine, although they've been, you get to this part of the dog days of August, and, Gary Sanchez is kind of, they sat down the catcher because he couldn't catch.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? I was actually watching a Yankees game where, the ball kept going behind him, and I'm like, that's how I used to play catcher. You just let the backstop get it for you.
Yeah,
When the word that defines your occupation is something you can't do,
it's
a problem.
That's true.
But he's a great player. Last year to this year, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's why we watch.
That's why we watch.
Watching. The Mets and the Yankees did not play last night, but...
All right. You'll watch them tonight, though.
I will.
All right. Thanks for the call, Betty.
I usually don't watch the game. I usually just watch Betty on Twitter cheering for the Yankees.
And so I'll know when good things happen. That's right. You can follow Bullpen Betty on Twitter.
Yeah, you should do that.
Right. Bronwyn, you should do that since you don't have TV.
I should. Thanks, Betty. Talk to you next week.
Bye, Betty.
Okay, guys.
Bye. Betty, our Yankees correspondent.
I guess the Little League World Series is always in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
That sounds right. And it's Pennsylvania. Yeah, but the softball youth league, they move around.
Sure, they just do it wherever.
Yeah, wherever.
Just someplace. They just drive down the street and do
it. Yeah. Here, can we have our world championship here?
I just think suspending an entire team is a little rough. Can't they just pick out the people in the how many people are in the picture?
Like 8.
Yeah, so they don't
need
those guys.
That's like half the team. Those are probably their star guys.
You do that Hoosiers thing where you go, my team is on the field. And you play 3 or 4 kids. My team is on the field. And you walk away.
Walk away.
Like Gene Hackman in Hoosiers. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. It's Bad Behavior Part 2.
201-209-WFMU.
Is that really what it stands for?
Yeah. 9368 WFMU.
I can't do that in
you
my
can't
head.
Do that.
I can't.
I know. It's like maybe that was easier when they used to have dial phones. Do you remember those? They had dials.
Those are good. It's like, oh, M's here.
Yeah, I was reading this really good book about the Kitty Genovese murder.
Yeah, it's just come out, isn't it?
Yeah, it came out fairly recently. It's really excellent. It just
She was the one who was murdered in front of her house, and nobody.
No, it debunks that.
It debunks
that's
that
the
thing.
That was a made up story by Abe Rosenthal in the New York Times.
What did he make it up for?
To sell papers.
Oh.
So this guy debunks all that stuff, and it's really well written. And now I forget why I even brought it up.
Oh, you said you liked the book.
Yeah, but I was going to tie it into something.
Oh.
I don't remember what now.
Bad behavior?
No.
Murders?
No.
We don't. Nobody's
been
murdered lately. In the world of sports.
We're talking about those Little League kids. I know another Little League team that's kind of not making me happy.
You mean the Illuminati
of Illinois?
When did you order the Illuminati shirt from the Illinois people?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Well, I didn't really order a shirt from them. I gave them a donation. And in exchange for my donation on GoFundMe or whatever it was, they were supposed to send me an Illuminati jersey.
And every week you come thinking the Illuminati jersey's going to be there. And last week
I wasn't here because I was sick, so I Skyped into the show. And this week I thought, well, it's been 2 weeks. For sure it's going to be here. And it's never here. It just breaks my heart. Every week I go up there and I look in all the mailboxes. I think maybe they put it in the wrong mailbox.
I usually go up there beforehand
to
look in the mailboxes and see if they're there. It's possible that, Matt Warwick's just wearing your Illuminati jersey around
If I see anybody else on the staff of WFMU wearing an Illuminati jersey,
it'll be big trouble.
Big trouble.
Garbage time.
Sorry. Sorry for you. How's he doing in your the sportsy talk?
He's in 10th place, and I'm in 9th.
Oh, good. Okay. So
and we're drafting this weekend for football.
Yeah.
If you joined it before, no one's into it.
No, I don't know.
No one's feeling it.
No.
But it's not at 3 a.m. That was the problem with the last draft, is we had it at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you had it at 3 a.m. I don't know what you were
thinking. So you woke up and you're like, my team's awful.
Yeah. Well, why did you do that?
Because I'm not that smart. So if you want to be involved in the at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Saturday draft, I think it's Saturday, send an email to jimthepoet@wfmu.org.
Yeah, and that's for the fantasy football. Right?
Yeah, if you like football.
Well, I like football, but I'll never watch it again. It's
right.
You know, Bennett Omalu, who was the doctor who discovered
CTE. Right?
He had a new book coming out, and he did a live Twitter thing today.
Oh, he did?
At noon, which I didn't know about until 1. It was over. Oh. And I was like,
How do they promote those Twitter things?
I don't know. You just see it on Twitter, but I can't look at Twitter all day long. I don't know.
Well, I was reading an article about him. He's the big doctor that figured out about the CTE thing.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
And I thought they would just at some point come up with a way of that guys wouldn't, when they got hitting their head, to have their brain scrambled, but there's no way you can do it. So at some point they're just going to have to stop playing football.
You can wear a helmet, but you know your head is still banging around inside and your brain is sloshing around inside your skull. The helmet doesn't stop your brain from sloshing.
Well, did people's brain slosh with the old leather helmets? Because they should just bring the leather helmets back and you just have a broken cranium.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they did.
Stop hitting people in the head with your head.
Stop hitting people in the head.
What if they took the heads off of football players?
What if they made them play like touch?
I would watch touch football.
You would?
Yeah. Hmm? I mean, that's harder too because you know, like sometimes there's guys who's real good at like guarding your little touch things. You could hold on to them real hard. Because like you know they're hard to.
You just
want to
hold on to big, strong, burly men. That's all.
No, I'm saying like they have little because the touch things. Usually they have like the flag football or something like that. So you would have to, it can't just be like two-hand touch or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to pull the little flag off the guy. And guys are real good at like doing little moves, so you can't get the...
Little thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
Because I think if it was touch football, that would just, everybody who went up in the air would be immediately touch football down.
Hmm.
You know. Unless they're Usain Bolt. What is he going to do, Usain Bolt,
now? Oh, yeah, Usain Bolt. He was the great sprinter, right?
He's probably the greatest sprinter of all time. He's the fastest man in the world.
Yeah. And so he was going to race his final race in London this past weekend, and everybody said, he will
go out
and we'll watch him win his final race.
People paid a lot of money.
Why do people assume he's going to win?
He didn't win. It turns out.
I know. It's like everybody was like, he's going to run his final race, and then he'll retire, and he'll go out on top and everything.
I mean, he came real close to winning.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know that he's going to win. You know? I mean, he didn't know he was going to win. Everybody took it for granted that he was going to win.
Well, he just was so awesome for so long.
But you can't. That's why he's retiring. He's old. You can't take it for granted.
I'm Usain Bolt.
You know who is old? 28. You know who's older than old?
Who?
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, he's still pitching, 44.
He pitched a complete game the other night.
For the Twins.
Yeah. I know. That's where he is now. He's playing with the Minnesota Twins. He's 44 years old. He throws
like 80 miles an hour. Like,
yeah.
Just like, I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing it.
I mean,
over
I was
there.
Trying to. I saw that he pitched a complete game, but I didn't see if he won or not. I mean, I don't know if they won that game.
Yeah, if he pitched a complete game, right?
I guess. I mean, maybe
wouldn't
they
have taken him out if they were losing?
I don't know. It's the Twins. Maybe they don't have anybody else. Maybe they just
they
have.
Don't have
they have Bartolo.
Else.
They have Bartolo Colon and one other guy. You know.
He must have
I don't
won.
Know. He must have won. But he was pitching against the Texas Rangers.
Maybe a no decision. Let me see. Yeah.
No, no decision. You don't get a no decision, you could, I guess.
In baseball.
But not for a complete game. You can't get a no decision. I don't think.
Yeah, if somebody else wins.
Somebody should call so that call screener John has something to do. It was so sweet of him to come in, and I feel bad. He's out there. He's out there waiting for your call.
He's the most important member of the trusted team.
He really is. 201-209-9368. And you can talk to call screener John and tell him why you think Dennis Rodman should win the Nobel Peace Prize, and then he'll put you through to us, and you can tell everybody listening.
Use your old dial phone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what I was. That's what the Kitty Genovese thing.
Oh, that's
was.
The Kitty Genovese.
Yeah,
thing?
Because in those days, they didn't have 911.
What
right?
did you do?
You had to call like your
Zero?
Local precinct. No, you had to call like your local precinct, and you had to. And if it was the wrong number, you had to go somewhere else. And you, they had all these numbers.
That's why Kitty Genovese died.
They had all these different numbers that they had to call, and people, you know, it was hard to call the police. And because of the Kitty Genovese murder, that was one of the things that caused New York City to get. A standard number that you could, you know, three-digit number that you could call
well,
for help.
Because they made it sound like every, it was like a, this, because nobody called 911 or nobody called
there
the police.
There wasn't 911, yeah.
That it was like, oh, well, New York is this terrible place, and the yeah, neighbors don't care
up.
About each other, and blah,
up.
Blah, blah.
That wasn't New York Times making that up. That wasn't even
yeah,
true.
Yeah, New York Times, fake news.
It wasn't
news.
Even true. It was fake news. The
Boo.
Failing New York Times.
Failing, sad.
All my friends just got bought out there, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
Machiko
Cacatuni's gone. So, she's the book editor lady. I don't think that's
really?
How you say her name.
She is?
Yeah, she used the word
the
limb
review?
All the time. L-I-M-N.
Yeah,
I never did learn what that word meant.
Oh.
L-I-M-N.
It means to, like, delineate something.
Yeah, but how would you ever use that in a sentence?
Well, you said she used it all the time,
she
so
used
apparently...
It like all, like, in every article, like, almost
yeah.
like a drinking game.
Whenever she says limb, you take a drink.
Limb!
Oh. All right.
But she's now, I don't know, she's going to stop reading books or something.
There's
she's like, I don't want to read anymore.
There's another, I know somebody who has an editorial position on the Times, and I'm not going to get into who it is, but
yeah.
I don't know whether or not he was offered a buyout.
David Brooks?
No. Oh, God, David Brooks. Oh, my God. Do you know what David Brooks did? Talk about bad behavior.
He's a bad person.
Oh, he is a horrible person. Tell people who David Brooks is. He's a jerk from the New York Times,
one
right?
of the jerks who writes the, like, twice weekly column, like, hey, I'm a Republican. I'm not, like, a Trump Republican, but
right.
I ride in taxicabs sometimes, and I talk to people in taxicabs.
Yeah, he did coverage for the Republican National Convention when you were
oh,
out
yeah,
there,
I saw
right?
his little, yeah,
right?
I saw his little
and he was complaining. He was complaining about... Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, because when they were on stage, they didn't talk about wonderful times with their dad and pillow fights with daddy and stuff. And everybody looked at him and went,
pillow fights, daddy?
What? And so, and one of the other commentators, this woman actually said, I think that's more from your background,
yeah, that's
David.
Weird.
Yeah, you know, that's probably not something
that's
they did with Donald Trump. But anyway, he's a horrible person and a dreadful, dreadful idiot and a jerk and a bad guy.
Yes.
And he was on PBS NewsHour with some other guy.
He's always like this sort of Republican guy.
Yeah, so
on
they
the
had
PBS
him
NewsHour.
On, they had him on to talk when Scaramucci got dumped.
The Mooch
was dumped after 10 days. Sluggo and I were watching the news because we were like enjoying all the crazy takes, and we watched the PBS NewsHour just to see what they would say about it, and they had David Brooks and this other guy, and they were like, he was pretty reasonable. David Brooks was actually not abhorrent.
Right.
It was remarkable. He was not abhorrent up until the very end.
And just give him a
the
chance.
The very, very, very end. And the last thing he said as the, you know, just as the music was coming up to end the show, he said, well, Scaramucci and Donald Trump are both from Queens, but I don't think they're Mets fans. I'm sure they root for the Yankees. And we're like, you dick! We were screaming at the screen. We were like, you dick! What the hell is that supposed to mean? I know what it's supposed to mean, but you're a cretin. You're a horrible person. What? I'm sure they don't root for the Mets.
Yes, like my cab driver.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I was eating caviar on the back of a cab.
I wanted him.
That's Thomas Friedman, too. They both those New York Times
horrible.
Guys, they're like
they're
Peggy Noonan. They all just like drive in cabs around town
Peggy
and
Noonan.
Have hot takes
Peggy
in the
Noonan.
Back. They're like,
Peggy Noonan
I talked to my
like,
Uber driver, and they're not from this country. What happened?
Oh, Peggy Noonan is like...
She just won a Pulitzer.
Like,
it was just
like
oh.
I know. That was the worst
like,
thing
like, what, were they just
happen?
Like, had an extra one left over, and they're like, oh, we're going to give her one.
That was the worst thing ever, man.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Peggy Noonan.
You can lime McCall. Is that how you say that? Limb?
Lime? I thought it was limb.
Lime?
Isn't it limb?
I don't know.
L-I-M-N.
I didn't use that correctly.
If you know how to pronounce limb.
Painting in words.
201,
that's
209,
an awful word. That's my least favorite word other than moist now. Moist and limb.
Limb.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Tell people who he is.
He was the former Chicago Bears quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The
Bears were pretty bad.
The Onion, really. If you've never seen the Onion coverage of Jay Cutler as a phenomenon, you really have to look up.
Oh, I have it.
Because they called him I don't even think I can say what they.
Yeah, don't call
they called him
then.
The quarter and then the B word.
Uh-huh.
Instead of a quarterback, he's the quarter B word.
Yes.
But he's just like a sulky. He's got like terrible. Body like movements when he's on the side. Like, he just doesn't seem to care about football. Like, he's pretty good. You know, he was pretty all right.
He's all right. Didn't they win some games with him?
They won
Bears?
Some games. They went to the playoffs and stuff like that. But he just doesn't seem to care. Like, he just is like kind of a weird emo guy who just is kind of, you know.
Maybe he's a three-eyed raven.
He might be the three-eyed raven. From the thing is
Jake
like,
Cutler.
I don't throw touchdowns anymore because I'm the three-eyed raven. It's like, what? Being the three-eyed raven just means you're kind of a jerk.
Touchdowns like, are a ladder.
I know everything now, and I'm a jerk about it. Like, his family's like, we kind of wish you died.
Oh, man.
We kind of wish you were dead.
No, they don't wish that. They don't wish that. His family
doesn't. Look at the way Sansa looks at him.
No, but that girl that dragged him all over for years on a sled,
like,
she was ready to kill him. But,
she was like, yeah, hey, I'm leaving now. He's like, bye. She's like, I just went like to Siberia and back with you. I like carried you on my back, like on a sled. And
my brother died for you.
Like,
and you're.
Yeah, thanks, I guess. That was my Bran impression.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, he's like the guy who went to school. He's like, he comes back at Christmas break and he's like, my name is now Matthias. That was the name I wanted to change my name to. I listened to the Smiths, so...
So I changed my name.
I changed my name to Matthias.
Matthias.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Wait, but you were saying about Jay Cutler. So something happened with him, right? He got traded someplace or
well,
dropped
no, he,
or what?
Well, no, he quit. He retired.
He
quit. It was like,
oh,
okay, well, that makes sense because you don't seem to like football so much.
He
had quit football.
When?
Like in the offseason, because no one wanted to sign him.
Nobody even knew he quit because nobody cared.
They're like,
right?
Whatever, man. You're like
whatever,
a human
you're
shrug. You're just
you're
like, whatever, man.
All right.
And then he was going to be like a football announcer.
Because,
like, you know, he hadn't been hit that often. He's got kind of a brain left and stuff like that.
What's he going to say?
Like,
I don't really care.
Football bores me.
He should come on Sportsy
yeah,
Talk.
On
it's
on
like
Sportsy
us.
Talk.
You know, it's like we don't care about sports either.
It's like, football is boring. I'm so above this.
Mm.
No, but then the Tannehill, the Dolphins quarterback, goes down. He's injured for the whole season.
So
and
the
Dolphins are desperate for a quarterback.
Miami
so they go,
Dolphins need a quarterback.
Come on, stop being on CBS or whatever channel you're on and come play football with us. It's like, I don't know, man. You know, I'm really busy with. No. Stuff. I have all these socks I have to fold. And they're like, no, man, we'll give you like $10 million. He's like, all right, man, but you can't make me care about it.
And he went to Miami.
So now he's going to play for Miami, but they're not. It's still not clear on the thing. Like, there was some of the best Onion headlines ever about the thing. At one point, he was like, you know, Jay Cutler looks forward to proving his haters whatever. It's really, really funny. And thankfully, the most enjoyable part of the football season for me is reading Jake Cutler headlines in The Onion. So if you get a chance, Google Jake Cutler and TheOnion.com because it's just like...
You know what I enjoy about football season?
Yep.
And I have to say I still enjoy it. I read Drew McGarry's Why Your Team Sucks
in
Deadspin. Mm-hmm. I really look forward to that.
And it's well done.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I think they ask people who are fans of the teams to like help contribute.
Yeah, they do.
But Drew McGarry from the Deadspin is a really good writer.
Yeah, he's a good writer, and I really look forward to that, and I enjoy it, and I can't wait to see what's the next team because he does them sort of from the bottom up. You know,
they've gotten to teams that are actually kind of good now, like the Panthers or something.
No, they're not.
The Panthers are pretty good.
No, he's only like 10 teams into it.
The Panthers.
They're not good
this
year.
They were in the Super Bowl
two years ago, and then they sucked last year. They fell apart.
I mean,
you know,
it happens.
Little Cam Newton.
Not everybody can be the New England Patriots.
Cam Newton got beat up in the Super Bowl and he was all pissy about it, and now he won't play.
He's
anymore.
Like Jay Cutler. He's like, I'm the three-eyed raven now.
Me too.
I don't have to throw touchdowns.
I can just dab. The dabbing
raven. The dab
raven.
Is cool. I like the dab. I mean, it's still kind of, you know, whatever. It's not as cool as the Dougie, which I wish would come back.
Oh, golly.
The Patriots got their own. This is the edge the Patriots needed, a new way of cheating.
Yeah.
Very exciting that we know about it.
They got twins.
Who? Twin, you mean planes?
No, they got twin players.
Oh, who's the twin
twins.
Players?
I don't know. They signed
so
twins.
So that seems like cheating, too.
Yeah, they signed twins so that the Bill Belichick can do the old switcheroo. And
yeah, you just like put
like
a put a like a football yeah. up a shirt, run around like a
yeah,
like
it'll be like
fire
a Disney
drill.
Movie. You know, you won't be able to tell them apart, and it'll be exciting.
Well, they, I guess like they've had to charter about? Planes.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't, like, it's your football team goes someplace, and it's like you charter a plane, and it's a ton of money, and you got all this equipment and all this stuff. And mm-hmm. some of the big airlines are like, we don't want to do this anymore. Like, we don't want to, because all the, we got to switch these planes out and whatever. And mm-hmm. the Patriots are like, we're just going to buy a couple of planes.
No,
they bought a couple
sense.
767s.
Yes.
They're outfitting it with, like, super awesome seats and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. like, the new edge.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Patriots are going to have their own planes. They're the first team to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, like, be home earlier, be rested better. It's like a new, total new way of cheating.
That's great. I didn't hear about that.
This is good, that's right?
Insane. Yeah. Are they going to, like, paint the, like...
They've already painted, like, yeah, there's five. What do we have? I can't even keep track of how many Super Bowls they've won. Five or something like that? Five.
I don't know.
So they have them right on the tail,
mm-hmm.
the whatever that trophy is. Lombardi whatever.
Trophy.
It should be his face.
Who's
should
his?
Have to instead
they
of like
paint,
a.
They should paint like Tom.
It just looks like a football.
Tom Brady's face on the nose of it of the
should
plane.
Just be a
so
strawberry.
It's just like, so it's just Tom Brady just like flying through the air.
Just should be a strawberry. Tom mm-hmm. Brady turned 40 this week.
Ha ha.
Still has never had a strawberry.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
So why don't you dose him with a strawberry? Be like, here, eat this. That was a strawberry. You're the three-eyed raven now. 201-209-9368. That's 201.
Why has everybody called
us? 209-9368. Call just to let us know the phones are still working.
Yeah, they might be. You know, I did hit a button here. It said,
you did?
Yeah, it was flashing. It said busy all, so I just hit it so it stopped flashing. Do you think I did something
it's
wrong?
It's probably broke it.
I think it broke it.
It's gone.
Oh, jeez.
We'll never get a phone call again.
201-209-9368.
On this show.
Sorry.
Another.
Oh, Matt Joyce of the Oakland A's got suspended for two games.
He said a bad name, a bad word.
He said a homophobic slur.
A slur. Yeah, just, like, cool it with the slurs.
But the thing is, he works... He's playing in Oakland, right? I mean, aren't there a lot of gay people in Oakland, Bay
yeah,
Area,
I mean,
San Francisco?
A lot of gay
Francisco.
People everywhere now. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, you know. I mean, everybody's gay, really. I mean...
I wish.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'd be luckier. I think I'd have a lot more luck. The gays.
The gays would find you charming.
No. I mean, they would just... I don't know. Well, there's like a, there's, what's that bear thing where you're like a bear?
Yeah.
I'm like a boo-boo-sized bear, first of all. And then it's like, I don't know, like there's a type that where it's like, oh yeah, I like kind of fat, hairy guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
I'm
that's
a three-eyed raven. What's your name? Sorry, that's so stupid. Is Game of Thrones a sport though? Can we say that there's a competition to like when it's like
no.
a big game of Risk except
no.
with dragons?
No, I was gonna do that that bracket. I never did it. I'm sorry.
Well, there's still everybody's kind of still like there's not.
No,
a,
people are. I mean, it's clear from the plot where they're going.
Well, right. Tell us on the boards. Who do you think is going to be in charge of the Westeros?
Who, at the end of this season.
At the end of this season?
Yeah, at the end of this season, who do you think?
Well, this is like, are they doing half a season and then another half a season?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, so there's only like three more shows. I've been watching Twin Peaks, too. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. there's like four or five more of those I got to sit through.
Oh, don't watch that.
Because it's like, it's just weird.
The thing about Game of Thrones is that they've suddenly sped it up. You know, it used to be
oh,
just
yeah,
like
now
so
it's like,
slow. It was like happening in real time, and now it's like... Oh, yeah, she just went on this 5,000-mile sea voyage, and now she's here.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, Jon Snow goes, I'm going to go, like, from Boston mm-hmm. to San Diego by foot, like, or on a horse.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the next episode. I'll be in San Diego.
Yeah, right? Next week, I'm there.
Jon Snow. You're not the three-eyed raven.
He doesn't know anything.
You don't know Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. What else is bad?
Bad behavior.
We got a Pittsburgh Pirates third baseman.
How's he doing?
He's got a bunch of DUIs.
Oh, yeah, he can't come back to the country,
Jung
they said.
Jung Ho Kong, yeah.
He's not coming back.
Jung Ho Kang?
That's a bummer.
Yeah, he can't play anymore.
That's it. Sorry.
Goodbye.
Well, because he's in trouble. Although being out of South Korea right now sounds like a pretty good plan, because North Korea is kind of out of hand, and our president's kind of, he's not so great.
I think being on the West Coast is not so good.
Well, they made it so they could get, I don't understand geography.
Yeah, clearly.
Or geometry.
All right.
So at one point they're like, well, if they just fire the rocket this way, it'll hit my house here in Jersey City. And it's like, wait a minute, what?
If they go over the pole. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they have that kind of technology.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
What if some?
It's the same. It's
Yeti.
The same as it's the same going north as if it's going.
Oh, I have no
east,
idea.
You know?
Yeah, beats
it's the
me.
Same thing.
I have no idea.
They're doing nuclear drills in Japan now.
Yeah,
just in
I
case.
Think that's a good idea. Because I don't know, it's up to Rodman.
We never, ever, ever, ever get to that Brazilian guy. The Brazilian soccer guy.
I thought we talked about it like three times.
No, you always start to, and we never.
I start. I don't even know anything about the guy. I thought we talked about him.
No.
Go back. We gotta look back at the archives.
All right.
Can we get some of those kids from the Snapchat softball game on our show next week?
No.
See if they're really sorry.
No. Their parents aren't gonna let them do anything.
Oh, how do you know?
They're not gonna.
Maybe they're apologetic.
You can't just.
Maybe they've learned a lesson about sportsmanship that we need to follow up with.
That we need to share with our
they're
listeners.
They're like, I don't know, man. Life is cruel.
How about
Trump,
that,
I'm the three-eyed raven now, you know, so I don't even care about softball.
I wish Trump was a three-eyed raven. That would take care of him. Steuben, Ohio. Remember the high school rapist kids?
Vaguely.
From Steuben, Ohio? There was like a whole football team full of rapists in this high school
that
team
terrible.
In Ohio. Right? It was horrible. So one of them just got like recruited to play football again in at Youngstown State, right? This was a guy who was like a hot prospect.
Youngstown State.
This kid was a hot prospect.
No one else wants to. No one
no,
else
nobody
wants, to have
wants him,
to
right?
With the kid.
Well, he doesn't want to play football anymore. That's the thing that I find kind of interesting
What's
about
he
this story.
Do?
I don't know, but he was in juvenile jail, right? Until he
juvie
until he turned 18, because he got convicted of raping this girl with the other
football
players.
Oh, he was convicted.
He was charged. He was convicted. He went to jail, but he was a juvenile, so he got out when he turned 18, and he went to college at a school that doesn't even have football. And I think he was trying to just get away from it, right?
Yeah, he just wants to go to school.
Yeah. So then he was at that school for a little bit, and it didn't work out for some reason. So he went to a new school, and the new school that he was at is called California University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Which was like the most American university name I've ever heard. I mean, what does university even mean anymore? It means nothing. It means nothing. I mean, what did it? I mean, it's just
don't
like
they call
every
it the University of Phoenix.
It's like I mean, every community college now
Trump
is suddenly
university.
It's like community university. You know, it's like everything. Yeah, Trump University.
It just means you have more than one.
So this guy,
school,
California University of Pennsylvania. So that's where he was going to school.
Yeah,
and then. Evil Bo Pelini, who used
who's,
to be...
Who's Bo Pelini?
Right. He is the head coach of Youngstown State, but he used to be the head coach at Nebraska.
Oh, before he went crazy.
Go Cornhuskers. Yeah, he went nuts, and all his bad behavior, and they didn't give him a job, and then he went someplace else, and he was in the NFL for a while, and then he went back to Nebraska, and he got the head coaching job, and then he was still crazy pants, and he did all this bad behavior, and they finally fired him. And so when he got fired, he ran around saying bad things, just like somebody from the Atlee Little League team. And then he finally, you know, got a job as a head coach at Youngstown State, which is also in Ohio. It's in the Missouri Valley Conference. So, you know, they're not like a powerhouse, right?
They don't play Ohio State.
So he went, I don't know if he persuaded this kid. No, I don't think he persuaded him to come to Youngstown State. I think the kid went, like, transferred out of to a third school. I don't think he's doing so well. Malik is this guy's name. The kid's name is Malik.
Okay.
I don't think he's doing so well in college. So he transferred again, and he got into Youngstown State. And when Bo Pelini heard that this kid was at Youngstown State, he went over and he was like, hey, you want to play football? 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 The kid's like, no. He says, no, you want to play football? You want to play football? You want to play football? And finally, the kid goes, yeah, okay, I'll walk on, you know, and they put him on the team. So now it's a big thing, like, oh, hey, we've got the rapist on our team, you know, and everybody's like, what are you doing? And Bo Pelini says, well, I gave him some things that I told him he'd have to do, but he won't tell anybody what those things were.
Right.
When I was in Nebraska, I turned down a lot of kids. There were a lot of kids that that wanted to be on the team that were bad behavior. And this young man is a fine young man, but when I was in Nebraska, there were people that weren't as good as him, and I threw them right out. And I'm like, in Nebraska, people want to play for Nebraska. He had a million people. Nobody wants to play for Youngstown State. I blame Bo Pelini.
The big sport at Youngstown State is, I think, the frisbee football.
Oh, hey, we got to get out of here.
What time is it?
It's past our time.
Is that why Devin's here?
Devin's here.
Devin, what's coming up on the show?
What's happening, Devin?
Urban News. Soundtracks, Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds. All right, I'm so sorry we went over. Okay, so it's 7 p.m., a little after, and we'll be back next week with Sportsy Talk and do
this
the deal.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can hear us online at WFMU.org.
Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Yeah. just no girl in my little red book who could ever replace your love.
Since my